Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing the previous shiur on Chiluk Malachis. We learned the Tosas Rid, who says that it's Mashma from the Tosas Rid that only according to the Man D'Yomar that Havara Lechalik Yotzas, that Havara was singled out in order to teach us that one is Chayav for each individual malacha when he does a number of malachas behalei me'echad. So only according to that, why? Because the pshat is according to Tosfos Rid. It's like as if the Torah had said, don't light a fire on Shabbos, don't plow on Shabbos, don't sew on Shabbos, don't write on Shabbos, don't race on Shabbos, don't cook on Shabbos, don't bake on Shabbos. So as if the Torah had written each isser individually. So only according to the man d'amar avar lechalik yotzas malachas Shabbos or shelus mechulakim, but according to the man d'amar that avar lelav yotzas, that avar was singled out in order to tell us that it's a lav. So pshat is that all malachas are one shame, not to do malachan Shabbos. They're all under the same rubric of not to do malachan Shabbos. So that was what we said pshat is in the Heilige Tosfos Rid. But says Rav Chevroni Zatzal, not everybody holds that way. We can say that even according to Rabbi Yossi, who says that Havar is lalav yotzas, the Melachas Shabbos is still Shemus Muchlakim, they still have different Shemus. It's not all under the same rubric of Don't do Melachan Shabbos, but rather each one is their own individual category. Because Be'emes, the Lashon of the Gemara in Makkos is Shver. The Gemara asks that in the Gemara, in the Mishnah enumerates all the different Averis you can be over on Yontif, when you're Chorish Atalam on Yontif, when you plow the field. So the Gemara asks, why don't you also get Malkus for Zoreah? You're also planting. When he takes the dirt and he puts it over the seeds, that's planting. Rav Nachman says, Tan of Ashir. What's Tan of Ashir? Now we left that out. We enumerated a lot of them, but Shir we left out Zoreah. So you see that according to Rav Nachman, there is Chiluk Malachas on Yontif. Even regarding Malkus, then in a chinami, he's going to get Malkus both for the Choresh and the Zoreah. Chiluk Malachas. One Maisa, you're getting Malkus for both. You're doing two Malachas with one Maisa, you're getting Malkus for both. There is Chiluk Malachas for Zoreah, Yontif as well, even when you're Malkus. And even according to Rava, who is Metarets, Yesh Chiluk Malachas L'Shabbos, Ve'en Chiluk Malachas B'Yontif, that there is no Chiluk Malachas for Yontif, and therefore you're not going to get Malkus for Zoreah. It's Mashma that there's no Chiluk Malachas for Yontif is not because, as we explained in the previous shir, there's no Chiluk Malachas L'inyan Malkus. And when it comes to Malkus, you're not going to get two Malkus for one Maisa of doing two Malachas. Because what should his Lashon have been? His Lashon should have been Ein Chiluk Malachas L'inyan Malkus. Why doesn't he say Ein Chiluk Malachas L'inyan Malkus? Like we saw in the previous shir, that according to Rabbi Yossi, he learns from Vasa Me'achas Me'ehena. So on Yom Kippur there's Chiluk Malachas, but we said that's only Chiluk Malachas L'inyan Chatos and not L'inyan Malkus. For Malkus there's no Chiluk Malachas, because that pasuk is only in the context that tells us that you can bring a few chatos for one sin is only talking about chatas. Achas mehena, that even though you did a number of sins, even though you did one maisa, you can still bring a number of karbanas. So that's only talking about the carbon chatas, but not linyan malchus. So why doesn't the Gemara then say there's no chiluk malachas linyan malchus? And then afkamina would be that according to Rabbi Yishmael, who holds that na'alav shenitan lazharas misis beizdin lokim alav, right? Rabbi Yishmael holds that if there's a lav that one could get misis beizdin for, but one gets hasra for malchus, one would get malchus. So then the Gemara should have said that ein chiluk malachas le'inyan malchus, which means that according to Rabbi Yishmael, if one does two averis with one maisa, he is not going to be getting two sets of malchus, if it would have said in the Gemara, ein chiluk malachas linyan malchus. Because Rabbi Yishmael holds normally, if it's a lav shenitan lazharas misis beizdin, one would get malchus. But you wouldn't get two if ain chiluk malachas linyan malchus. But that's not the distinction of the Gemara. The Gemara says that there is a chiluk malachas for Shabbos. And when it comes to Shabbos, there is chiluk malachas. It doesn't make a distinction about malchus. It just says that when it comes to Shabbos, there is chiluk malachas. And when it comes to Yom Tov, there is no chiluk malachas. So it's mashmah that it's not because of it's yontif that there's no it's mashmah not because of the malchus there's no chiluk malachas, but because of yontif. On yontif there's no chiluk malachas, but on Shabbos when there is chiluk malachas, then also linyan malchus there be chiluk malachas. And according to Rabbi Yishmael, who holds lav shenitan lazharas misis beizdin lokan alav, you get malchus. In history, Bola Malchus, Shteitin Rambam, Hilchas Yom Tov Perag Aleph Halacha Gimel, Ha'oisa Avos Malachas B'Yom Tov B'Hasra Achas, Hagoyin Shezara Ubana V'Sosar V'Arag B'Hasra Achas, Ein Oloka El Achas. Chiluk Malachas L'Shabbos, V'Ein Chiluk Malachas Yom Tov. If you do Avos Malachas on Yom Tov with one Hasra, Zriya Binyan Soiser Arag. Oh, with one Asura, there's only one Malchus. Why? Because Chilik Malachus L'Shabbos Vein Chilik Malachus L'Yamtif. Ramam lo medaber po al Malkuyot. Hu lo mechalek l'inyan Malkuyot. Hu omer shachiluk na'utz b'evdel ben Shabbat L'Yom Tov. On Shabbos there is Chilik Malachus, and on Yom Tov there is no Chilik Malachus. Like we said, Mi'iri Makis Chaf Aleph Amid Beis Ha'osa Avitz Malachus Harbe B'Shabbos B'Halom Achas Chayv Chatos HaKol Achas V'Achas V'Masam B'Mezit B'Asur Achas Loikal Kol Achas V'Achas Avol Yom Tov Shein Chatosu B'Shoy G'Shchatos B'Shigagoso V'Masam V'Z Malachas Harbe B'Mezit Chayv El Achas V'Sham Ruh Chilik Malachas B'Shabbos V'Ein Chilik Malachas B'Yom Tov. So you see Lahedi in the Meiri that there is chiluk malachas linyan malchus, because he says v'masan b'meizid b'asra achas lokal kol achas v'achas. Just on yontif there's no chiluk malachas, but when it comes to malchus there is chiluk malachas. And you can't say that the Meiri is lefi the man diomer that avar lechalek yatzis, because he writes ein chiluk malachas b'yontu b'nei shem b'shigagas ochatas. So he's referring to Rabbi Yossi, who learns Chiluk Malachas Me'achas Mehena. He's talking about Chiyuvei Chatas. If he was referring, talking about Shitas Reb Nosson, who learns Havar L'Chalek Yatzis, he wouldn't have had to say Shein Shigigas Chatas B'Yamtif. Because according to Reb Nosson, we're not talking about Chatos only. According to Nosson, nothing has nothing to do with Chatos. It's only talking about Shabbos. Shabbos, not Chatos. So where the Meiri is talking about Shitas Rabbi Yossi, and he says that even according to Shitas Rabbi Yossi, and that's why he makes this reference, Aval Yom Tov She'ein Chatos B'Shigagaso, Shitas Rabbi Yossi. So now that you're in Shitas Rabbi Yossi, and you say that there is Malkas al kol achas v'achas, you see that there's Chilik Malachas Lenyan Malkas. That even Rabbi Yossi would say that there's Chilik Malachas Lenyan Malkas, and not only Lenyan Chatos. So we have to understand what's the reason that according to the Man D'Omar, Havara L'Labi Yatzas, that you're going to be getting Chilik Malachas for Malkas. If we say that all Malachas Shabbos have one shame, like we explained in the previous year, that if you say Havara L'Chalik Yatzas, Pshat is that there are many different shamos, each Malacha has its own separate shame. That's only according to the Man D'Amar Var L'Chalik. It's as if the Torah had said, don't do Zeriah, don't do Harisha, don't do Ksiva, don't do Mechika, don't do Seser, don't do Binyan, don't do. Each one as an individual, distinct Isser. But according to the Man D'Amar L'Labi Yatzis, they're all lumped together in one Isser and Havar is, because and Havar is only singled out to tell you it's a Lav. But otherwise, all Malachas Shabbos are just one Isser. So why should there be Chiluk Malachas L'Malkas? If it's one Isser, it's one Isser. If you get one Hasra, and you eat Chalev a number of times, it's only one Malkas. See here also, for one Hasra, it's like eating Chalev a number of times. You do this Malacha, that Malacha. Doesn't matter, it's all one Isser. So why should there be Chiluk Malachas? So Rav Chevroni, HaGoyin HaGadol, Zatzal, explains as follows, that L'kulei Alma Malacha Shabbos are Shemos Muchlakin. And even according to Rabbi Yossi, who learns Chilik Malachas, Min Ve'asa, Me'achas, Me'hena, is going to hold that Shabbos are Shemos Muchlakin. Each Isser has its own shame. Because B'chol Shemos Muchlakim, like Arayas or Chele V'dam, if you did them Behelem Echad, you're Chayev Chatas Al Kol Achas V'Achas. And we learn it from the Pasuk of Achoso L'Chalek Yatzas Krisis Beizam and Beiz. If so, that we learn from V'Asa Achas Mehena, Shebechol Chai Bekrisis V'Chatos, there's Chilik Malachas. We can explain in two ways. Either that the Chiddush of the Torah is that even though it's one shame, nevertheless there's Chilik Chatos. That's the Chiddush. Then Chinami, it's one shame, and yet you're bringing a number of chatos. Or you can say no, since we learn from this pasuk that also on Shabbos there's chilek chatos, and Avod Zarah also there's chilek chatos, that for a number of maisim behelei mechot you're going to bring a chatos for each one independently, individually. So shema mina that malachas Shabbos and avodah zarah are shemus muchlak. That's the gilui. The fact that they're different chatos tells you they're different shemus. That they're shemus muchlakim, they're different shemus. That each one's a different shame. And therefore there's Chilik Malachas and Chilik Avodos. And we have a raya for this from the Gemara in Sanhedrin 62p, 62a, Samach Beis Amid Aleph, says there, Kidrav Ami, Damrav Ami, Zibach, the Tanya Rav Zakkai, Kamad Rav Yochanan, Zibach, Vikiter, V'niseich v'hishtach v'behelim echad. Eino chayev ela achas. Reb Zakkai taught a brayta in front of Reb Yochanan that if you slaughtered an offering, you burnt an offering, you were menaseich, you poured a libation, you bowed down, all these for an idol, and you did it unintentionally, behelim echad, in one period of unawareness, eino chayev ela achas. You're only chayev one chatas. Rabbi Yochanan objects this, and he says, Amar lei, puk tani libra, leave the Beit Medrash and teach this brisa outside, it's not correct. So now the Gemara wants to justify Rav Zakkai's understanding. Amar Rababa, hodam Rav Zakkai, machlokes Rabbi Yosef Rav Nosson. That that Rav Zakkai said is the subject of machlokes between Rabbi Yosef Rav Nosson, the Sanya, we learned in a brisa, regarding the Torah's Isser of lighting a candle on Shabbos. Havara l'lav yotza. The Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says that the Torah singled out Havara because it's only a lav, not a chiyuv misa. Rabbi Nosson Amar no l'chalek yotza, who singled out to separate different types of forbidden labor from each other. And if you do a number of malachas in one period of unawareness, one helem, you're chayiv numerous chatos. So now Rabbi Abba explains how this is shaykh to our discussion. L'man di amar Havara l'lav yotza, according to the one who said that lighting was singled out to be alive, hishtachava nami lalav yotza. It follows then that bowing down is also singled out. The Torah superfluously, seemingly, prohibits bowing down to an idol. So why is it singled out? To tell you it's only alav. And the man damar avar lechalek yotza, hishtachava nami lechalek yotza. So if you hold Havar al-Lechalek, so Shtachabah is also here to be Mechalek. And Memela, you're going to be Chaya for each Avoda separately. So you see, that the Rav Zakkai said, Zibach, Behida, Benis, Shtachabah, Hele, Mechad, Eino Chaya, Vela, Achas, is going to be according to the opinion of Rav Yossi. So don't kick him out of the Beis Medrash. According to Rav Yossi, that it's the Lav Yotze, you're going to be chayiv for one for all of them. It's only according to the Man D'Yom Rav Nosson, Avar L'Chalek, you're going to be chayiv in each one separately. So now, Maskevla Rav Yosef objects to this, and he says, no, Dilma, maybe Adkan lo kam Rav Yossi Hassan. So far, Rav Yossi only said in that case about Shabbos. Because he derives that different malachas are separate from each other with respect to chatas from the pasuk me'achas mehena. The sign Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi me'achas mehena pamishta chayav achas al kulam. Sometimes you chayav one chatas for all of them, and sometimes you chayav al kol achas ve'achas. For Rabbi Yochanan le'anos on my time, Rabbi Yosi l'siv Rabbi me'achas mehena achas me'achas mehena mehena achas she'ena mehena she'achas. That sometimes one commandment is like transgressing many commandments, sometimes many transgressions is one transgression, but you see that sometimes you can do one thing over and over again and you're going to be chayiv many chatos. So when it comes to a chatos, so where does Rabbi Yossi get chiluk malachas from? He gets chiluk malachas from Me'achas Mehena. And therefore they're going to be numerous chatos. And therefore he can say that Havara is l'lav yatzas. Why is Havara l'lav yatzas? Because he already learns chiluk malachas from Me'achas Mehena. Therefore he can say that Havara was singled out not to tell you chiluk malachas, but to tell you l'lav yatzas. Abel Hacha, we're skipping a little. where it can't be derived from elsewhere, that different malachas are separate from each other with regard to a chiyuv chatos. In other words, the Gemara is going to learn that when it comes to Avodas Kochavim, you can't apply that to the case of Avodah Zarah. The Kuli Alma, Hishtachavo Lechalek Yatzah. There everybody holds that Hishtachavo is coming to be Mechalek, and to tell you that if you did, the person does numerous idol avodah zarah in one helem, one period of unawareness, he's chayiv to bring numerous korbanos chatos. So what do we see from this Gemara? The Gemara started and said that you're chayiv behelem echad for avodah zarah only once. Then they said, no, not true. And Mora says, yeah, according to Rabbi Yossi, it is true. And then we said, no. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's not true. According to Rabbi Yossi, who holds Havara L'Lav Yatzis, there he says Havara L'Lav Yatzis to teach you that it's a lav because we already learned Chiluk Malachos from Yachas Mehena. But by Avodah Zarah, where you can learn from Eachas Mehena, as the Gemara is going to explain, he's going to learn that Hishtachava is L'chalek Yatzis. That Hishtachava is to tell you that you're Chayav and each Isser independently, individually. So if you do Behele Mechad, Shtachava, Nisuch Kitur, etc., you're going to be Chayav for each one. And therefore this Braisa wouldn't be correct, even according to Rabbi Yossi or Zakai's Braisa. Of Zivech, Bekitur, Nisuch, Shtachava, Mechad, and Chayav Alacha, it's not true. Chayav Alachas Vachas, because Shtachava is L'chalek Yatzis. Because we have no other place to derive Chiluk Malachas. So we see from the attacker of Yosef that why does Rabbi Yossi hold Havara L'Lav Yatzas? Because he learns Chiluk Malachas from Ba'asa Me'achas Mehena. And therefore he was compelled to say that Havara L'Lav Yatzas. Now, if we say that there is a Nafgamina between the Alfusas, that according to the Man of Amar Havara L'Chalek Yatzis, Melachos Shabbos are Shemos Muchlakim, and you have to give Hasra on each Melacha by its name, and not Stam Lo Sasa Kol Melacha, like the Tosas Ritz says, but according to Rav Yossi, who learns Chiluk Melachos from Va'asa Me'achas Mehena, all the malachas are one shame. If so, what compelled Rav Yossi to say that Havara is the Lav Yatzas? Because otherwise, why was Havara singled out? Right, that was what we said, what his Hechreach was. His Hechreach was that Havara must be the Lav. Why must it be the Lav? Because L'chalek, you learn from elsewhere. No. You don't have to say that Havara is the Lav Yatzas because Chiluk Malachas is derived from elsewhere. You need to single out Havara because it's a shame miyuchad kolkach. Because It's a shame miyuchad that it has a different name. That's why you're singling out Havara. Not to tell you it's a lav. So to all malachas are shemes miyuchadim, and it's an afkamina in the din hasra. In other words, Rabbi Yossi can say that not that Havara is the lav yatzas, because we already learned lechalik from meachas mehena. No. You learn from meachas mehena that you have to bring separate chatos. And you learn from the singling out of Havara that when you give asra, you have to give it with the shame of that malacha. That each malacha is a different shame. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says, no, you had to say that it's the lav yatzis. Why? Why do you have to say it's lav yatzis? Because you already learned chilek malachas from meachas mehena. You already learned that you have to bring a carbon for each one from meachas mehena. So therefore, Avara must be singled out for a lav. No! Maybe Avara is singled out to tell you that it's a shame miyuchad. And so too, every malacha you have to give asra with that shame miyuchad. It's muchach, therefore, the fact that Gemara doesn't say this, that according to Rabbi Yossi, all malachas are shemus muchlakim, like according to Rabbi Nassim. And therefore, the moment you told us that you're bringing a separate chatas for each one, you also told us that it has a separate shame. And it has a separate shame, you have to give us a throw with that shame. And memela, why then did the Torah single out Havara? It can't be to tell you it's a different shame and needs a surah for that shame. We already learned the fact that the different chatos. That tells you that the fact that the different chatos means, like we said before, that each one is a different shame. That's a megala, that each one is a different shame. So why then did we single out Havara? We single out Havara to tell you the lav yatzis. But even according to Rabbi Yossi, there's shemus muchlakim. Lefize, Gamla Reb Yossi, there's Chilik Malachas, even Lamalkas. Because again, according to Reb Yossi, it's Shemos Muchlakim. Each one has a different shame. So if each one has a different shame, so therefore you're going to get Malkas for each one separately. Therefore, on Yom Kippur, that according to Rabbi Yossi, there's definitely chiluk malachas, because it's a chiyuv krisis and chiyuv chatas. So memela, you have to bring a chatas for each one. And what's that going to tell you? That it's shemos muchlakim. And memela, you're going to be the person who's going to be getting separate malchus. There's also chiluk malachas in the malchus. And therefore, why didn't it say, therefore, l'kulam there's chiluk malachas l'inyan malchus? On Yom Kippur. So why then didn't the Mishnah teach us Yom Kippur? If there's chiluk malachas l'inyan Yom Kippur, then that means that if you tack on Yom Kippur, then you're going to be getting for Choresh and for Zoreah. Right? In other words, instead of it being 8, it's going to be 9. Because if it's Yom Kippur, then you're getting for both Choresh and for Zoreah. So why in the Mishnah, we wanted to see how many Malkus you can get for a Yontiv, why don't we say that it's also Yom Kippur? And therefore they're going to be 9 Malkios instead of just 8, because you're getting for both Choresh and Zoreah. Because everybody else is Chiluk Malachas. both Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Nassim. So what's the teretz? The teretz is that what I said is not true. That according to Rabbi Nassim, there's no chilek malachas on Yom Kippur. Only according to Rabbi Yossi, there's chilek malachas on Yom Kippur. But according to Rabbi Nassim, there's no chilek malachas on Yom Kippur. According to Rabbi Nassim, when's there a chilek malachas? On Shabbos! On Shabbos, there's a chilek malachas. Why? Because it says, L'savaru eish, b'chol mosh v'seichem, b'yom ha-Shabbos. And that teaches you the chilek malachas. But not on Yom Kippur. Doesn't tell you anything about Yom Kippur. Because according to Rabbi Nassim, there's no chilek malachas b'Yom Kippur. Only according to Rabbi Yossi, there is chilek malachas for Yom Kippur. Because if you're bringing a separate chattis, so that gives it a separate shame, and therefore there's chilek malachas for Yom Kippur. That's Rabbi Yossi's Yalfusa. Rav Nassim's Yalfusa is only Shabbistic. So since Rav Nassim's Yalfusa is only Shabbistic, there's no limut that on Yom Kippur there's chilek malachas, and therefore for doing Harish and Zri on Shabbat and on Yom Kippur, you're only getting one, not two. So the Mishnah wouldn't have helped us to learn Yom Kippur because b'plukta lo kamayri, like the Shara Melech said, we don't want to bring in a case of machlokes, because if we mention Yom Kippur, then it's going to be the subject of machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Nassim. That according to Rabbi Nassim, there's chilek malachas on Shabbos, but not on Yom Kippur. And according to Rabbi Yossi, there's even chilek malachas on Yom Kippur. Different chattos, they're different shamus, shamus muchlokim. But according to Rabbi Nassim, Shemus Mechokam only applies to Shabbos, not to Yom Kippur. So that's why the Mishnah didn't mention Yom Kippur, because like the Shara Melech said, it would be a Machlokas. So again, according to the first Mahalach we had, Lefi the Tosis reads, the reason we didn't mention Yom Kippur is why, like we saw in the previous shiur. Because Memanavshach, according to Rabbi Nassim, who learns Chilek Malachas from Havara L'Chalek, so on Yom Kippur, there's no Chilek Malachas. It's only Shabbos. And according to Rabbi Yossi, he learns Achas Achas Mehena, it's only as far as Chatos is a chilek, but not as far as Malchus, and here we're talking about Malchus. So the Kulei Alma, there's no chilek Malachas on Yom Kippur when it comes to Malchus. Rav Nassim, because no chilek Malachas on Yom Kippur. And Rabbi Yossi, because no chilek Malachas by Malchus. Therefore, it wasn't Shaykh in the Mishnah to bring in Yom Kippur. That was the first Mahalach. That's Lefi the Tosis Rid. That there's only Shemus Muchlakim according to Rav Nassim and not according to Rav Yossi. But according to the Mahalach that we're bringing now, not according to Tosis Rid, Rav Yossi holds, like Rav Nassim, that there are Shemus Muchlakim. The fact that they're chatos muchlakim means that they're shamos muchlakim. And therefore, you would have to give, for example, hasra for each one independently, individually. And the reason we didn't mention Yom Kippur is because it would be a machlokas. Because according to Rav Nassim says only shamos muchlakim by Shabbos and not by Yom Kippur. But according to Rabbi Yossi, even by Yom Kippur there's shamos muchlakim. And so the Mishnah could have said Yom Kippur, but then it would have been a machlokas. We don't want to get involved in machlokas. So that is mamish pile plos hafle v'fele, a deeper understanding into chilek malachas and Yom Kippur, and the sugya and meseches psachim and meseches makis, and there's more to say in the sugya, of course, but But we're going to leave it here. I'm going to wish ourselves a bracha. Wish you zocha lumadu lelamed, lishmor velasos, ulekayim, et kol divrei salmu tarasu bi'ahava. Amen. V'amen.